Hello and welcome to the PCJ Media Archives. I'm Keith Parent. There are certain names in international broadcasting that for those under 50 will not remember. And this is the case with today's program. First, sit back. Pretend you're listening to Radio Nederland, the Dutch world broadcasting system, in the 1960s and 70s. And this is what you would have heard.
Radio Nederland, the Dutch world broadcasting system in Hilversum, Holland. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, everyone. We're broadcasting to Europe on 41.61 and 49.63 meters. That's on frequencies of 7,210 and 6,045 kilohertz. And to the Far East on 19.83 and 25.37 meters, which is on frequencies of 15,130 and 11,825 kilohertz. We're still in the testing stage for the Far East, so your reception report will be greatly appreciated. The X Jukebox.
Well, that was the opening of the English language section of Radio Nederland in 1975, and the opening of one of the most popular DX programs at the time, DX Jukebox, produced and presented by Harry van Gelder. Harry was also the head of the English language section. DX Jukebox was created by Harry in the 1960s and mixed DX news and tips with music as a way to get younger people interested in DXing. Harry was also known as the grand old man of the English section. Back in 1967, Bob Zanotti, formerly of Swiss Radio International, was working at Radio Sweden and had the opportunity to meet Harry. We now bring you that interview, which has not been heard in over 40 years.
As we continue our weekly reports from the 1967 DX Alliance Parliament meeting here in Umeå in the north of Sweden, we're speaking today with Mr. Harry van Gelder, who is officially representing Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting Service. First of all, Mr. van Gelder, welcome to Sweden and the far north.
Thank you, and it's been very nice meeting you here.
I think this is not the first time you've been here.
Oh, it's my third visit. The first time was in Halmstad 2 years ago, last year in Skövde, to the north of Göteborg, and now here still further north in Umeå.
I believe you've been closely associated with the DX Jukebox on Radio Nederland.
Yes, I'm the producer. I present the program. The program is compiled by Jim Fastenhout, who used to be our propagation officer. He's gone over to television now, but he still keeps his hand in with Radio Nederland by compiling the material for DX Jukebox. He's also the author of our technical courses, the transistor course last year, the propagation course this year.
How did you standardize the format?
Oh, well, we call that in Dutch fallen and opstaan. It's falling and getting up again.
Trial and error, I guess.
The trial and error method, yes. We have a pretty good idea now what DXers want to hear. And, of course, we get a lot of mail and from the mail and from the suggestions DXers make, and we're very happy to have them. We know pretty well what to put on and what to leave out.
Mm-hmm. On the technical side, very briefly and very lightly, what is the capability as far as transmission facilities of Radio Nederland?
We have 300 kilowatt transmitters, one of 50 kilowatts, and a 10 kilowatt.
And
for broadcasting from Hilversum at our relay station in Bonaire. At the moment, we're using airtime of Transworld Radio, but we're building our own station there. Just now, we have a 260 kilowatt shortwave transmitter and a 525 kilowatt medium wave transmitter. In 1969, we hope to open our own station with two 300 kilowatt transmitters.
Fine. Just during this meeting, the 1967 DX Parliament, we had the opportunity to be involved in a question and answer period between the DXers of the various organizations represented by DX Alliance and the broadcast representatives themselves. And several questions were asked by DXers in regard to QSLs and report forms and so on. Is there any important pieces of information or advice that you would like personally to give through your experience to DXers to help them out with their reporting forms or certain key pieces of information that you look for when you receive a report?
Yes, well, that interrogation, let's call it that, shall we? The interrogation went on for about 2.5 hours, and there were many questions put. As far as reporting is concerned, that a lot of DXers imagine that if they send us taped reports that we're very happy to have them. But that is not the case. We're always very grateful to people who take such a lot of trouble. But we, and I suppose other radio stations too, you yourself, I suppose, will have monitors, regular monitors all over the world, and we have monitors who report on tape. Tapes take a long time to check, whereas if we get written reports, we can glance them through and we have all the information there. We prefer people to send us written reports. There's just one thing I'd like to add, and that is that if people want a QSL, then they must ask for it on their report. Otherwise, we assume that they don't want one, because some people have had it already and don't want another one. This applies especially to this special Expo QSL we're issuing at the moment, because we've only printed 5,000 of them, and they're all numbered. So if they've had one already, it's better not to ask for another one.
Well, Mr. Harry von Gelder, we want to thank you very much for sitting and chatting with us. You are the producer of Radio Nederland's DX Jukebox, an extremely interesting and extremely popular program. From Radio Sweden's point of view, sometimes too popular, although the friendly competition, I think, is a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, we were first last year, you were first this year, and well, let's hope we'll keep at the top together. Eh?
The rest remains to be seen. It's nice to be up in that quarter of the world anyway. We want to wish you a very good trip back to Radio Nederland, and we hope that you enjoyed your stay this year in Sweden for the 1967 edition of the DX Alliance's Parliament.
Thanks a lot, Bob, and cheerio, everybody. Good DX, 73s.
Thank you.
And if you have any comments or suggestions for these PCJ Media Archive programs, our email address is very simple, mnp@pcjmedia.com. You can also check out all the other editions by going to www.pcjmedia.com. Thank you for listening.